Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, once again. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We are here for the next hour. Hope you'll pick up the phone. Give us a call. And we have several people who have done so, but we're going to go immediately to the Dallas Arboretum Report with our good buddy, horticulture manager of the Arboretum, Tucker Reed. And folks, you want to listen to what Tucker has to talk about today, because this is a plant that you know, but it just got a whole lot better. Tucker, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you're going to talk about Chenomalee speciosa. That's just going to roll off the tongue of all of our listeners.
Yeah, it is. And that's why I was actually taught how to say it, Chenomalee.
Well,
it's a little more French and a little bit easier to say.
I grew up in Texas.
It really doesn't matter. Yeah, exactly. We've been planting plants for a long time, and it's not that this is not a plant that we've used. It's just that every time you plant quince, you know you're going to be bled out of all the life-giving blood you have in your body when you prune it, and you're going to have to clean up these ugly, nasty fruits that don't actually give you anything other than a mess. Well, now, coming from proven winners, so always look for this plant in the white pot with a little PW on the side, we're going to get the double-take varieties. And this double-take means what it's saying is it has a double flower, which will make you take a double take at it when you walk by. You'll look at it twice.
Folks, these are, just to clarify what we're talking about, these are plants that are formerly known as flowering quince. Some Texans have grown up knowing the plant as japonica. And so there are 8,000 plants that are from Japan. That doesn't really help us much. But flowering quince, this is the double take variety. What's special about them? No thorns, is that right?
No thorns, they're fruitless. Other than that, you grow them the same way you've always grown grown quince. There's nothing that's going to change in terms of, it's all still going to need full sun. It's still going to need average water. You're still going to prune it only after it blooms, because it blooms on the old wood. So don't go out there in the early winter and cut it down, because you won't get any flowers. But other than that, the only thing that's different are really the heavy-duty double flowers and the fact that it doesn't have the thorns in the fruit. The other problem, though, the only one thing that's bad about this is you're only getting three colors. You're getting red, pink, and orange. And unfortunately, that's all they've developed so far.
For all intent and purposes, all we had of the standard flowering quince was red. There were white and candy stripe and some others and orange, but you rarely could find them. And so if Proven Winners gets behind something, it's going to be out there. That baby's going to be there. I want to ask a question that is on a downside of the old type of plant. Not very pretty in August. How about this one?
This one, we have it along the Paseo, and it's in the back of the planting beds, and it's just a nice green shrub that sits back there. It's not, you're not going to rant and rave about it during the summer, but, it doesn't tend to have any disease problems. It doesn't tend to do any burning.
Perfect.
It just kind of sits back there, and it's nice, a nice medium green shrub that holds its space well.
Just waiting its time for the next late winter. And so along the Paseo, people will see them. Do you have all three of them?
We only have orange and red right now. There
gotcha.
Was pink, but due to the renovations going on in the lay ornamental garden, the pink ones, I think, are no longer visible to the public.
Oh, my. All right. And Dallas Blooms, tell us about that, because that is just, that's this weekend.
I'm sorry to do that to you.
I'll bet it sneaks up on you too, doesn't it?
It kind of snuck up pretty quickly. All just here. It starts next Saturday. It is one of the largest bulb displays outside of Holland. We will have flowers. This warm weather is going to help us out and push some of the early hyacinths and early daffodils. We're already starting to see some above the ground and ready to go. So we will have blooms. But this is this is going to be an interesting year, because normally we're already through a whole bunch of flowers
before
the Blooms Festival actually starts. This year, we're going to be just starting the flowers right when Blooms starts, so we're going to get to see the full thing during the festival.
Take this the right way. This year, you're going to look like you knew what you were doing.
Exactly.
I'll tell you, flowers and nature can just make you look like a silly guy. Sometimes you plan an event on such and such, and the flowers are 2 weeks early or 2 weeks late. It's just the way it goes.
Exactly.
Now, I want you to interpret your next line on your script and see if that is still an accurate statement. I'm going to let you deal with the Children's Adventure Garden.
the Children's Adventure Garden is, they will be open as a, they're, due to the cold weather, they were set back. So it will open up. From all we've been told, it will open up next Saturday.
Okay.
And it'll be ready to go. So
okay.
They're a little delayed. They didn't get it open earlier, but they that was all due to the weather.
All right. Yeah, understandable completely. A lot is behind. We sure understand. There's still people waiting to plant their onions. Education, yeah. Folks, there are some incredible programs in the education department at the Dallas Arboretum. And I'm just going to suggest that you go to the website and take a look at that list. It's a list that goes on and on and on. It's at dallasarboretum.org. Education, dallasarboretum.org, education. All the information of Dallas Blooms, of all the plant trials, of anything you want to do, you can either find directly on the website or get linked to from the website. It's a great website. How do they find you physically if they want to come out and look around?
You find us at 8525 Garland Road, on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from Point South, take the Grand Avenue exit. It'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from the north, take the Garland Road exit, and you'll find us. Follow the green signs.
All right. And folks, let me tell you, they're open 9 to 5 daily, all through Dallas Blooms, all through until Thanksgiving. If you are a member of the Dallas Arboretum Society, you get to come back many, many times, as often as you wish. That early admission still in place, Tucker, for the springtime?
I have not heard.
Okay, we'll check on that, because there was a time you could come in a couple hours early if you're a member.
And, as a member.
Yeah, you can find that out probably on the website. We'll send them to the website. How about that, Tucker? That's where you'd go to, isn't it?
The best way.
All right, Dallas Arboretum Report, Tucker Reed. I appreciate you, my friend. The phone number for more information is 214-515-6500. Thanks again, Tucker. All right. That is sponsored by Sunburst Shutters of Texas. Sunburst Shutters all over the place. In fact, you can get Sunburst Shutters in Houston, Waco, San Antonio, and Austin off the same phone number I'm about to give you here in the Metroplex for Sunburst Shutters, sunburstshutters.com. This product sells itself. If you see it, you will have it. I just need to get you to see it. I think if you see it on the website, you'll have it. I know if you'll see it in your home, I know you will have it. They're beautiful shutters. They're plantation-style shutters. 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5-inch louver size. In our home, we have the 3.5-inch louver size. It looked right with everything else that was going on in the room. And the right amount of lines as you open them up and look out into the landscape. Just incredible. The other incredible part of Sunburst Shutters is they're made of polywood. Polywood is a man-made product. It is not wood. It looks like wood, but it's wood so much improved. There's no wood in it. It's just so much improved because it won't crack or warp or split or peel. It's color fast. It's either white or off-white all the way through. Nothing happens. They're as smooth as glass. They are so easy to clean. Yes, I clean shutters at my home. I enjoy cleaning. I'm the guy. You knew you'd finally hear from me. And Sunburst Shutters are fabulous. And most of all, they are made to fit every window in your home and every opening. So then they're custom made window by window by window. They are great. Here's that phone number for Sunburst Shutters. The website again, sunburstshutters.com, 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Thank you, Steve, very, very much. Proud to have you here. Let's go to Linda in Frisco. Linda, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question about my clematis. It's gotten to be pretty large. It's got all the dieback from the winter. And I'm wondering if I can prune it. I planted it about 2 years ago. And
which one do you have? There are many types.
It's the small flower. I'm not sure how you
what month does it bloom?
It blooms all summer.
Okay.
It's
little white,
beautiful. It's called Madame Julia Coravan clematis.
Okay. All right. So that is one of the northern hybrid clematis varieties, and that one I would prune fairly gingerly. You want it to bloom on the stems that were there from last summer. I thought maybe you had sweet autumn clematis or evergreen clematis. Those are handled completely differently. But
okay.
The hybrid types that are the special northern types that people do grow here, you need to prune out any dead wood, any stubbly wood. There always will be some of that. And then after they bloom in late spring and early summer, the main bloom would be a time to tidy them up and maybe prune them back a little bit and then fertilize them very well in water. They have trouble with our heat.
It's a phenomenal plant.
Good.
It grows fast. It flowers. It's all summer.
I don't know that variety. And if it is a variety of Sweet Autumn clematis, I'm not aware of any selection from Sweet Autumn or of Evergreen. Evergreen clematis blooms in spring, so it's not going to be that. You're saying it blooms all summer?
All summer.
All right. Give me the variety name again, and I'll do a quick piece of research.
It's Madame Julia Corvan, M-A-D-A-M-E.
Got it.
Another word, Julia Corvan, C-O-R-R-E-V-O-N.
All right, I'll see what I can find, but I'm going to stay with my answer because I'm pretty sure it's going to be one of the northern, like clematis, jackmanii, and some of those others that are the really pretty hybrid types from the north. Let me see what I can find, though.
Okay, and I have one more question. I have some gardenias. When should I fertilize those with an acidic fertilizer?
You would do that every time you fertilize them, and the first time would come in probably about 3 or 4 weeks right before they start growing in the springtime.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
All right. We'll come back to June in Fairview, Roger in Keller. Folks, I have a favor to ask of you, and I know that those two folks will both be on track with that. One question per call. That one, the second question, was nothing. I mean, it took 10 seconds, so it's no big deal. But sometimes Lee gets you screened, and then you come back with a second question that is gigantic, and that's how I fall way behind with people. The phone number, if you'd like to call right now, we are going to be able to move pretty quickly, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. All right, let me tell you about our book offer and the fact I have checked with our office, and because it is a little bit chaotic there, they have said, yeah, we can stay till 11, and they will. I see now what they're saying. I kept getting these notes handed to me that had been called through, and I didn't understand. Stay till 10:30. They can stay till 10:30. The book that I have almost completed now, I'm probably 0.1% away from having it finished. All of the text for 344 pages, all that text is done. All I have left is the dedication page. All the photos are finished. I have a few that I'm putting in place. I'm trading just because I think they make the pages look better. And that will be finished tomorrow. And then the rest of this week and next weekend, I will be proofreading my book. So will our editor. So will our daughter, to make sure that it is accurate and where we want it to be. Neil Sprays Lone Star Gardening. I'm self-publishing this because I'm not a control freak. I learned that that doesn't work. I learned a hard way. But in this case, I am a quality control freak. I want this to be the book I always wanted. And I just got tired of dealing with publishers because they compromise so much. That also is giving you the benefit of having the book be much more affordable. $24.95 for a 344-page book with 840 photographs in it. The chapters will give you every piece of information you need for trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf grass, fruit and vegetables. It's all going to be in this, as well as all the basic information for gardening in the Lone Star State, and also 48 pages of monthly guides of what needs to be done in March, February, March, April, May. You get the drift on that one. So that's all in this book. All of our posters that we've had that are exhaustively comprehensive, they're all included in a format that makes them book compatible. $24.95. Posters normally $10 a piece, and you're getting all four of them included plus a thousand times more information for $24.95. You can't beat this deal. $7 postage, by the way, on the book. There's a better deal out there. Yes, you can beat that deal. There's a better deal because you can get my magazine, Neil Sprays Gardens Magazine, written just for Texas, at half price if you buy it with the book. I'll guarantee your satisfaction on any of this. If you're dissatisfied with any of it, I'll refund all of your money. If you're dissatisfied with the magazine, I'll refund that part. Whatever. I just want you satisfied, and we can do that. Neil Sprays Lone Star Gardening. It's going to print about 2 weeks later than I thought it would because we've added 100 pages more than when we first priced it at $24.95. It's worth the extra couple of weeks. It's really going to be a beautiful book. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening and the magazine for $36.90, book alone $24.95. Call before 10:30, 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769.
This is a great time of year to have foundation repair work done at your home, and Advanced Foundation Repair has been my sponsor for almost 20 years. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, inviting you to call them for their free home inspection, 214-333-0003. On the web, their very useful website, foundationrepairs.com. Do what I've done. Call the best, Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
Dallas Plumbing Company, they are fabulous. They have been at our home on several occasions for several different things. Dallas Plumbing Company has provided plumbing services to Dallas and Fort Worth area homes since 1903. They are the best. They've proven that for 11 years. Dallas Plumbing has earned multiple awards, a Consumer Choice Award winner, Best Plumber in D magazine, and the list continues to grow. They're the best plumber we've ever had in our house. There's an award they can claim. Dallas Plumbing has a complete kitchen and bath faucet and fixture showroom where you can talk with professionals who know the products and what will fit your plumbing. And that showroom is at 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. It's a mile or so north of LBJ. 11055 Plano Road, Dallas Plumbing Company. They invite you to stop in, see all the new designer and name brand faucets, sinks, toilets, and tubs on display. They even have working displays for you to try. You can't take a bath in there and etc. But they have all the displays you need to see. Right now, everything in the store. Oh my goodness, I didn't see this. I proofread it or looked at it ahead. 25% off manufacturer's retail price. Dallas Plumbing can even install, repair, and maintain anything they sell. Okay, 25% off the manufacturer's price. That's in their showroom, Dallas Plumbing, 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. 25% off anything in the store. Oh my goodness, that's 1 mile north of LBJ on Plano Road. You can call them for more information and also for all their plumbing, heating, and air conditioning services at 214-340-6300, dallasplumbing.com, 214-340-6300, open 6 days a week, Saturday mornings, and 5 days a week. That's Dallas Plumbing, 214-340-6300, dallasplumbing.com.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney. Serenity High is a school for students who are in recovery from drugs and alcohol and who are seeking a high school diploma in a safe and sober environment. For more information, call me, Principal Julie, at 469-302-7830. On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
North Haven Gardens. Let me just tell you about this place. It is at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central. And I need to tell you, they have been there since 1951. They are a legacy garden center. I have been there when tour buses arrived. That's how special they are. And North Haven has everything you need for a February food garden. They recommend you plant potatoes immediately, asparagus, fruit trees, greens, and more. They have asparagus crowns in stock right now, horseradish roots, lettuce, spinach, kale, broccoli, much more, much, much more. These are vegetables that love cool weather, and North Haven has numerous varieties. They also have new stock arriving every day this time of year. Check their website at nhg.com for brief instructional handouts on getting the most from these gourmet crops. North Haven Gardens has the Texas A&M peach varieties such as Flat Delight 1, White Zest 2, and Royal Zest 3. Get one before the supply is exhausted. Next Saturday, February 22, 9 to 11:30, they will host the North Haven Gardens School of Gardening, featuring their Introduction to Home Vegetable Gardening. It's a beginner-level class focusing on basics of getting your edible garden off to the best possible start. Space is limited, so register today, 214-363-5316. That's in the same room where we'll be holding our landscape consultations a week later. And that is at North Haven Gardens, and they invite you to sign up Saturday, February 22, 9 to 11:30. Call this number to register, 214-363-5316. And go to that edibles page at North Haven Gardens now for great tips on what to plant. 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central, a 9-acre nursery that has everything. North Haven Gardens. Back to the phone lines, we go to June in Fairview. How you doing, lady?
Well, pretty good.
Good.
I'm anxious to get to work, and I went out looking yesterday, and I could not find any foliage where my naked lady should be.
I don't have any on mine yet, June, either. I'm not worried about it. They'll be back.
Oh, well, I wanted to move them, and I know that you had said before to move them at when the foliage dies down.
Right, and so you're going to have to wait it out and see when that foliage dies down. I have not seen any evidence of foliage on mine. I don't believe. I'm trying to think. I've been so tied to the computer, and we cleared out an area that had some rather tall perennials. I took them out that were in front of them, and there was no foliage there. I have not seen mine yet.
Oh, okay. Well, I normally see it in the winter, and that's what I thought. Well, that's odd. I was hoping they hadn't frozen.
I would tell you. Are you on my Facebook page?
No.
Okay. I was going to say post it there, and when I get home, I'll take a look and see what I can find out. But anyway, they'll be fine. They're not going to freeze out. We've had much colder winters, and they've come through fine. So you'll be fine.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad to know.
Yeah. Hang in there, lady. Good to hear from you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Roger and Keller, I'm glad I got a chance to talk to you before the break. You've been waiting a long time. How can I help?
I've got a weed in the yard, and it's more like a stick weed, and it's pretty thick, but every single shoot, I'm actually out here in the yard looking at them and pulled a couple of them up, and every shoot off of it's like a stick, and it's got a long root into the ground, but just one root.
Am I trying to identify this, or are you trying to get rid of it?
Get rid of it.
Okay.
I'm pulling every one of them.
Okay. A broadleafed weed killer will control that. Little white flowers, you said, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
A broadleafed weed killer spray will control it, even though you're probably not seeing much in the way of leaves, or in some cases that's true. There are hundreds and hundreds of kinds of random broadleafed weeds, and a botanist could help you. Neil can't, but I can help you with the control of it. It doesn't matter what the specific name of it is, because the same control will work on any non-grassy plant. You need a product that contains 2,4-D. As I said to a caller last hour, there are a lot of big national products that have 2,4-D and a couple of other active ingredients.
Somebody said Trimec Southern.
Well, Trimec is one of the products that has three ingredients, hence the name Trimec. And 2,4-D is one of them, and that's fine. That works fine, but you have more concern if you start spraying that with a hose-end sprayer beneath trees. That's my concern, because the other two active ingredients in that product are soil active, whereas 2,4-D is only contact. They're better in weed control than just 2,4-D alone. That's the reason the blends have been around for 35 years. The problem is that they're soil active, and if you have a lot of trees and if you're careless in how you apply them, then you're going to have more chance of them being taken through the roots and into the trees.
But Callaway's has this stuff?
I'm sure they will, yeah. And they also have certified and master certified nurserymen to help you. That's a good place to go.
Appreciate it.
All right, I'm glad you called. Thanks a lot. Okay, Fred, you'll be up right on the other side of the newscast. If you'll hang with me, please, that would be great. Arborological Services. How good can good be? Well, it can be great, and that's the word that would be used to describe Arborological Services. The work they do is just stellar. They are spectacular in identifying tree problems, in knowing what to do with trees. They have more than 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. A lot of companies have one, if any. These people have 12. They have plant pathologists. They have horticulturists. They have foresters on their staff. I'm sure they have team meetings at some point where they discuss mutual problems. Here's what my client has. What do you think that is? And they have all of these people to draw on. It's an amazing company. Founded in, 1981. Steve Hauser and Kevin Bassett, they're both still with the company. Steve is the owner now, and just great people all the way up and down the line in their company. Their tree climbers are the best in the state. That may be why they've won the state championship 22 of 32 years when it's been held. They do everything from complete tree management to emergency limb removal or even complete tree removal when that is necessary. Here's a toll-free number. They're only in the Metroplex, but I'm going to give you a toll-free number. 866-552-7267. That way we don't have to worry about 817s and 214s and all that. 866-552-7267. Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, @TheTreeExperts. And arborological.com is the website. Arborological Services, 866-552-7267.
It's almost finished, and it's going to be the most beautiful comprehensive book I've ever written, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's a completely new book that combines the best of my complete guide to Texas gardening, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. We're going to print it right here in Texas. The special pre-order price is just $24.95. It's the lowest price we will ever offer. Once we commit to a press count in a few days, the price will go up. It will never come back to $24.95 again. Or our best offer, save half on a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine when you buy it with the new book. Total price, just $36.90. Shipping and handling for either offer, $7. The book will be released during March. It will be available only from my office and from my website, neilsperry.com, not in stores. Call 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, neilsperry.com.
Good morning to you. 9:32 at the Breitling Energy News Desk. I'm Jerry Overton, WBAP 24/7 News. Almost prom time again, and some young ladies in North Texas needing your help. We'll get that story after your first weather and traffic. Our weather and touch forecast, still some patchy fog. It's going to be partly sunny and warm with a high of 71. Tonight, cloudy and mild with a low of 57. Patchy fog again tomorrow, but partly sunny, 72 for the high. We'll drop down to 46 on Monday night and back up to 72 on Tuesday. We've got fog, 55 degrees at DFW Airport. Checking the classicchevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch. Nothing's kind of quieted down on the streets. No accidents being reported in Dallas or Fort Worth at this time. On LBJ, you do have some construction blocking various lanes from Midway to Josie Lane. That's going to be going until noon. St. Andrew United Methodist Church in Plano accepting donations now for its annual prom dress giveaway. Organizer Kay Richardson says there's a need for accessories and dresses in larger sizes.
We always have a need for those and have had to go out and even purchase those in the past to be able to have them available for the young ladies that come in on shopping days. So if community members have larger size dresses in their closets, we would really welcome those.
Donations being accepted at the church through February the 23rd. Another round of snow has made its way into the Northeast as states continue to dig out from earlier storms. New England being hit hardest by the latest blast. High winds and heavy wet snow have led to power outages on Cape Cod this morning. And up to a dozen people have been killed by a second heavy snowfall in a week to hit Japan. Hundreds of people injured as the storm paralyzed traffic and caused power outages. Yamanashi in central Japan got a record 45 inches of snow. Again, looking for a high today here of 71 degrees. It's foggy, 55 at DFW Airport. At the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
All right, Jerry, thank you very, very much. A heads up to June in Fairview. I checked at home, and we do have foliage where the naked lady lilies are. It's like Lycoris squamigera. Where they are, I was able to describe because I have a sundial sitting right beside the spot, and indeed they are there. They're smaller than usual, but anyway, there we go. So I think they're just kind of getting started. Encore Electric Service Delivery. And there's a very important message, a couple of them that you need to think about that are brought to you by the Encore people. And I think they are very valid messages. Number one is when you're planting new trees now here at the end of the winter and going into spring, you need to ask a question. How tall does this tree grow? How wide will it be? And you need to think about the overhead power lines, because Encore has to keep the power lines clear. They can't have trees growing up into them. That's their responsibility to keep us with power, and you're going to be the least popular person on your block if you have the tree that keeps knocking out the power lines. So know before you grow when you go shopping. You want to do that. You don't want to have your tree flat-sided, and they can't come out there and sculpt around cables. All right, so that's one thing. Second thing is if you're going out to do any tree work at the end of the winter now, after all that ice damage, you need to be very mindful of where those power lines are. Don't get anywhere near them. Get a certified arborist if you need to. If you have questions, call Encore at 888-313-6862. They are concerned about your safety. 888-313-6862. If you're going to be digging, call 811 at least two business days before you start digging, and they will mark underground utilities. Encore.com has all that information. Encore.com.
Join me online at neilsperry.com. You'll find podcasts of all of my programs, answers to the 1001 most frequently asked questions, and a special offer on my new book. That's at neilsperry.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, thank you, Neil Sperry. Fred in Duncanville, you're up now. How can I help you?
Yes, Neil, I have a question about English ivy.
Okay.
I was wondering how much I could cut it back or cut it down to the ground so I could kind of clean it out with all the leaves. It's underneath the three crepe myrtles, and it's kind of, to me, it's like overgrown.
All right, let me ask so I'm sure I'm understanding what you're wanting to do. Are you talking about climbing up the crepe myrtle trunks, or are you talking about just the thickness of the bed on the ground?
The thickness of the bed.
You can trim it a little bit probably, Fred, but I wouldn't do a whole lot, because if you prune it very much, you're going to get down to where it doesn't have any leaves. Most of those leaves kind of float on the surface of all of the stems. And, you know, what I would do is I would use a trimmer, not a mower. We mow a couple of things. We mow Asian jasmine way high with the mower set as high as it can go. And I've even been known in the last week to mow Mondo grass that got burned by the ice. I've decided I think I like line trimmer better on it too, but the line trimmer is the only way I would go with English ivy. If I did anything, I would start by blowing as many of the leaves out and maybe trimming some of the runners that flip up and are just unsightly, and then use a line trimmer if it still needs to be cut back a little bit. But English ivy is going to be thicker just by its nature. It's going to be 7 or 8 inches deep because of the stems.
Yes, that's about right. Okay, well, I was wondering if I could just cut it down closer to the ground.
I don't think I would, because it probably will come back, but I'm afraid it'll come back weakly. That's what I'm worried about.
Okay, I appreciate your answer.
You bet. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Cindy in Scurry. Cindy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha.
I have two very large fig trees with a diameter of about 18 feet to 14 to 16 feet tall. These trees are about 25 years old, and I don't know how to trim this fig tree, if I can, if I should. I just need some guidance.
All right. It's a very short answer, if you talk to a Texas A&M fruit specialist, you will get exactly the same answer. Prune figs as little as you can, because pruning stimulates new growth. New growth is more prone to freeze damage, and new growth will not produce fruit for a couple of years. So it's better not to prune figs at all. If you have one, let's say these are in the yard. Let's say you have a fig plant that is growing out in the backyard, and you say, I love my big fig out there. The thing's 18 feet tall and wide, and it just anchors that corner of our big landscape, and I love it. But what is that? That one branch looks like a CB antenna coming out. Well, you can certainly remove that one branch without hurting the plant at all. But what you don't want to do is cut it off and leave a stub. You want to remove it flush with another branch. But other than that, Cindy, so many people plant them and don't realize they get as big as they do. And then they want to, here's the phrase that just makes my skin crawl. Neil, I want to cut my fig back. Oh, gosh, don't do that. I want to cut my crepe myrtle back. It's too tall. I want to cut this, cut that. And the original idea of planting the thing was a mistake there. In your case, you're doing right, and I would do very little.
Okay, my dilemma also is this, Neil. I want to pick the figs, obviously, but because the limbs come all the way down to the ground, and because of the width of this tree, there is virtually no way, unless I get in a tractor and pick them from the top. Is there, you know, at the very bottom, you not even remove any of those that are all the way down touching the ground? Or
because so, in other words, the bottom branches?
Yes, they go
if you
all the
if
way
you remove Cindy, you can remove any branch you want as long as you cut it back flush with the trunk or with another branch, so there's no stub. I don't know if you've paid any attention when people do the barbaric act of topping crepe myrtles. When they leave that stub, there are 10 or 15 new shoots that come up around the amputation spot, and the same thing would happen with the fig, and that's what you don't want, so that's why you cut them flush. If you need to remove some of the lower branches so that you can put mulch under the plant, or so that you can water better, or so that you can get up closer to harvest, absolutely you can do that. That's not going to promote new growth off those branches. They're gone.
Okay.
I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you clarified that for me. That's a good point.
Yes. Thank you so very much.
You are very welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Matt in Rome. Matt, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yes. How are you doing today,
I'm great. Thank you.
Hey, I'm looking forward to your book. I had my sister got one for a wedding 18 years ago, and I thumbed through it, and it was fantastic.
This one's so much better and completely different, so thank you.
All right. Hey, I got, I guess they're grass burrs. I've got the triangular shaft. Mm-hmm. And I've got a bottle of atrazine. Is it, I guess you use it as a pre-emergent. Is it too late to do a pre-emergent for those?
All right. First of all, a triangular stem is going to be nuts. It's going to be a sedge. Grasses, if it's grass burrs or any kind of grass, they always have round stems. Think about a stalk of corn. It's round. Or think about Bermuda grass. Those are round stems. And sedges, like nut sedge, always will have triangular stems. Are you sure these are triangular?
I think last year I felt them and they felt like triangular stems. It's kind of like
All right. Are you seeing any of it out there now?
No, not yet.
Yeah. Okay.
But I got some from last year. You know, the dogs stepped on them and really they hate it. So.
Okay. Well, sedges have a burr-like fruit on the tops of them that look a little like a grass burr fruit or seed, or it's not the seed. It is the fruit. But they're not prickly. They would not hurt anything. You step on them barefoot, you won't be hurt. The grass burrs will hurt, and so I'm going to go on the chance that you're probably talking about grass burrs because they really will puncture flesh and are quite painful. And for those, you use a pre-emergent weed killer, and I'm going to recommend either Halts or Dimension. Those are two granular products, Halts or Dimension, and those are applied in early March. Probably the 10th of March would be ideal. It kind of depends on what the weather does between now and the 10th of March, but March 10 and then again 90 days later, June 10, and that will give you a full season of control prevention against grass burrs. For folks listening way south toward Waco and south, you would go early March and early June, and folks way north up into Oklahoma, you might go to mid-March and mid-June. But that's the general time frame, and either Dimension or Halts. Matt, I am not an advocate of atrazine. Atrazine is included in one of the most popular weed and feed fertilizers ever used, ever sold, and I refuse to do ads for it. I have seen so much damage by atrazine to trees. It is very, very damaging to magnolias and to a lot of our shade trees. And I darn near lost my job on radio when I was an employee of a radio station for refusing to take that ad. I would not do it.
Well, I'll dispose of that then because I'd rather have something that's
dispose of it at a hazardous waste disposal or use it out where there are no trees. I mean, it's a wonderful weed killer. It's been around 45 years, and I've had a problem with it for 45 years.
Well, I don't have any trees in my yard, so it's just along driveways.
I've never used it as a straight product, and I've never used it. I don't want to use it, but that's a different story. It's good. It's a good herbicide, and in the right place, it's okay. But I don't want ever to, you know, I'd be happy if my tombstone said he never recommended atrazine. Actually, there's some things I'd rather have on it, but if that's what gets there, it's okay.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, sir.
Thank you much. Bye-bye. All right. Let me go to Janet. We're moving through calls right now. Janet from Houston. Janet, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Are you up here or are you in Houston?
No, I'm in right outside of Houston.
Cool. What city?
And I bought in Katy.
Oh, I know Katy.
Okay.
One of our best superintendents in the McKinney Independent School District came from Katy, Tom Crow. We thought the world of him. That doesn't matter. Go ahead. I digress. Go ahead.
Well, this place is just growing by leaps and bounds.
I know it is. I know.
I've always had St. Augustine grass where I was before, mm-hmm. but I've never had dollar weed, and I have dollar weed in the flower beds and all over my grass. What can I do without destroying my St. Augustine?
Okay, it can happen, and we can help you with that. I can help you with that. I want to do the same thing I did for the gentleman last hour and confirm that what you have is dollar weed, and I think in your case it will be. In his case, it was dichondra. Are these leaves almost as big, two-thirds the size of the palm of your hand?
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah, all right. His were not. His were thumbnail size and kidney-shaped, and those are, that's dichondra. What you have is a much coarser weed, and I told him it's much more common in South Texas. You can control dollar weed, but it's going to require a little bit of diligence. Number one, it tends to show up in wetter parts of a yard, so if you have a drainage issue going on, correcting that might help a little bit. That's not my main recommendation, but it's just an observation. So if it's in a sunken spot where there is a tree planted too low or something, getting the water out of there may help a little bit. But the real control for it would be to use a broadleafed weed killer spray put onto the leaves. And that's similar to the one I've recommended a couple times while you were on hold, in fact, with a 2,4-D product in it. It probably would be better in this case if you did use one that had the blends, the Trimec blends. There are two or three companies that make those. And I would do it with a pump sprayer. Janet, I would put a drop of liquid dishwashing detergent in with a gallon of the spray so that you can spray directly down with a fairly fine mist, small droplets. Those leaves are as waxy as any plant in the world has.
Yes, they're very shiny.
They are, and you need that dishwashing detergent to hold. They also are a little bit like a big flattened funnel, so the stuff can run off easily. So for both reasons, you need that liquid dishwashing detergent and a fine spray droplet size, and coat those leaves. Do it on a warm, sunny day when it's not going to rain for 48 hours, and then you'll probably have to do it a couple of times. This time of year, you should have no problem with your St. Augustine. Try to get all of this done before it gets up into the 90s, because you can burn St. Augustine with those products, the combination products.
Okay. I have it just all over. Now, what about the flower beds? And I have some big live oak trees. How far away should I, stay from those?
Well, in the flower beds, I would probably... that's pretty dangerous, because you're going to be using a broadleafed weed killer among broadleaf plants. Most flowers are broadleaf plants. So you're going to have to be awfully careful in how you apply those materials. You might even use a foam rubber paintbrush. That is an acceptable way to do it. Just use the same material at spraying strength and use a foam rubber paintbrush to put it on the leaves. That way it's only going on those plants and it's not going on to the soil. Beneath the live oak trees, I have to give you a comment, not a recommendation. If you use a 2,4-D only weed killer, and you're probably going to have to find that at a local retail nursery, not at one of the national chain stores. There's a brand made in Texas, Fertilome and High Yield, made in Bonham, and sold all over the state in the independent garden centers. They have a 2,4-D alone product, and that you can spray beneath trees. It is not active in the soil. The combination products like Trimec will go into the soil and could damage trees. Now, that's a fact. Everything I just told you there is fact. The comment I'm going to make is that if you are using a tank sprayer, a 2-gallon sprayer, and you are spraying directly down onto the dollar weed with one of the combination products even, you're not going to have enough that will go into the soil to do any damage to that live oak tree, because it's going to be right there on the weed. The weed will get 98% of what goes there anyway, and the other little dab that will get in the soil wouldn't be enough to cause any harm. That's a comment. I cannot recommend you spray it beneath the trees, because the label will tell you not to do that. A lot of those products come with hose-end sprayers where you just stand there and spew it out, and I'm trying to get you to use a tank sprayer so you'd be more precise.
Yes, I have one. Yeah.
Once you use that broadleaf weed killer in a tank sprayer, mark that it is for weed killer only, because it's hard to get the residue out. Could I make this any more complicated for you, Janet?
Well, no. I appreciate the answer.
I've worn you out on this call. I'm tired. I'm going to have to take a nap.
Sorry.
Oh, you're fine. It was fun. Have a good day. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Michael in Burleson will be our next call up. Stay with us if you will, please. All right. I'm going to tell you right now that our office will stay open until 10:30. And I've confirmed that 10:30. So if you've had trouble getting through to order my new book, you can now do so very easily and do so until 10:30 at 1-800-752-GROW. Your time is running out. I have the manuscript finished. I am going to work on photographs a bit today and then tonight, and the dedication page needs to be written. The photos I'm working on now, it's just rearranging them. They're all edited and ready to roll. I'm just deciding I like it on this page better than that page. There are 840 photographs. It's a significant piece of work, folks. 344 pages. We now have a page count. I'm getting the final bid price. I mean, your price is $24.95. I'm finding out how bad the news is because I've added 100 pages. I'll find that out tomorrow. But we're also about that same time going to have to begin to tell them how many we want to print. And when I do that, then from that point on, I'm on speculation and the price is going up. If you want to save the most, you'll take the pre-print, pre-order price of $24.95. It will never be that low again. $24.95 for Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, not a revision of Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. That book is 23 years old. This one is totally new and totally different. Same subject. Trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf grass, fruit and vegetables, all of my calendar information, monthly guides of when to do things, that's all going to be in this book, along with all the other information. So I'm really pleased with this. It's self-published. It's not going to be in bookstores, not going to be on Amazon. If you think you'll pick it up later there, that's not going to be the case. You either go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or you order on the phone by calling my magazine office right now. By the way, last comment, and that is if you buy my magazine at the same time, you can get it at half price. That's the best deal we have. $36.90 for that. Satisfaction guaranteed. $36.90 for book and magazine. $24.95 for book alone. $7 postage either way. Call before 10:30. 1-800-752-GROW. Order at neilsperry.com. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have become a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they have used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Black cow. Mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Well, we need to talk about advanced foundation repair right now, because if you have foundation problems, you need to get them fixed quickly. If you think you might have them, you need to find out now. The reason that there's some urgency to doing that is if you wait until summer and everybody then begins, a lot of people begin to develop foundation issues with their homes, then suddenly there will be a waiting list for the good companies. You can probably always find somebody who'd be willing to come out and do something and say, yep, it's fixed. Advanced Foundation Repair does a very thorough home inspection, and then they take you room by room and show you what they have discovered about your foundation. They, in many cases, will say, you don't have a foundation problem. We appreciate your calling. Thank you. Here's our card. Call if you think you do later. If you do have a foundation problem, they show you exactly where it is, what it is, and what they're going to do, and they give you their very affordable bid price. It's fine if you get two or three bids. I think you'll find that Advanced Foundation Repair is the company that you want to have do that work. They've worked for me. I'm proud to recommend them. Since 1995, they've been my advertiser, and I'm proud of them. Advanced Foundation Repair, foundationrepairs.com. Call 214-333-0003. The home inspection is free. Their work is guaranteed for the life of the building. And that was their original idea. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com, Advanced Foundation Repair. Last call of the day, Michael in Burleson. Michael, this is Neil. Good morning.
Fig tree varieties, and I want to know how many I need to get good pollination.
Okay, pollination is not a problem. They are self-pollinating. Celeste and Texas Everbearing are the two that are most commonly recommended for North Texas, and Celeste is the one that probably wins the coin toss on that one.
Okay.
Well, that's easy. Good deal. I get 100 on my test. That's great. All right. Thank you. Folks, join me at Neil Sperry on Facebook, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. Also, join me, if you will, on my website at neilsperry.com. Now that the book is just about finished, I'm going to start working my website a whole lot more than we have been. So look for a lot of changes there. We have my 1001 most frequently asked questions on my website, and we'll be doing a lot more with that website, so that's going to be fun. And if you are trying to get a hold of my magazine office to order my book, again, that number is 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Call before 10:30. Lee Riza, nice job. Great program today, folks. You made it happen. Thanks. Happy gardening.